ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we're back with Srimad Bhagavatam, reading from the 10th canto, 18th chapter, text 16 and 17. No 16, I'll just read here. Evam tauloka siddhabi kridabi saraturvane najadri droni kunjesu kananeshu sarhasu cha. Translation. In this way, Krishna and Balaram played all sorts of well-known games as they wandered among the rivers, hills, valleys, bushes, trees, and lakes in Vrindavan. So that means everywhere in Vrindavan. Pasunscharaya turgopais Tadvane Ramakrishnayo Goparupi Pralambo God Asurastaj Jahir Rasya Pasumcharaya Turgopais Tadvane Ramakrishnayo Goparupi Pralambo God Asurastaj Jihi Shai Rishaya Pasumscharaya Turgopais Tadvane Ramakrishnayo Goparupi Pralambo God Asurastaj Jihi Rishaya Pasum, the animals, Charayato, while the two of them were herding, Gopahi, along with the cowherd boys, Tatvane, in that forest, Vrindavan, Ramakrishnayo, Lord Ram and Lord Krishna, Goparupi, assuming the form of a cowherd boy. Pralambaha, Pralamba, Agat, came. Asuraha, the demon. Tat, them. Jihir Saya, with the desire of kidnapping. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. While Rama, Krishna, and their cowherd friends were thus tending the cows in the Vrindavan forest, the demon, Pralamba, entered their midst. He had assumed the form of a cowherd boy with the intention of kidnapping Krishna and Balaram. You can repeat. While Rama, Krishna, and the cowherd friends were thus tending the cows in that Vrindavan forest, Pralamba entered their midst. He had assumed the form of a cowherd boy with the intention of kidnapping Krishna and Balaram. Purport. Having described how Krishna and Balaram acted just like ordinary boys, Sukadev Goswami will now reveal one of the Lord's transcendental pastime that is beyond the range of human activity. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the demon Pralamba disguised himself as a particular cowherd boy who on that day had remained at home with duties to perform. Om Agyanatam Irandasya Agyanantana Salakaya Chakshulun Malitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayavarpa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Panchakalpa Tirubhishcha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hare Hare Rama 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 Hari Hare Hare Krishna. So where is Prabhupada Prabhupada as it's described here. We're in the midst of Krishna and Balaram and their playful activities. In verse 16, it's described all sorts of well-known games. Actually, some of these games were not well-known to me. I'm still thinking as I'm reading this about Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. And I'm thinking, I'm in Vrindavan. This is certainly the mercy of Srila Prabhupada to be able to be here and meditate on these pastimes. So it's been described some of the things Krishna and Balaram did as ordinary boys, playing as ordinary boys. I think when I first met the devotees, what I was most happy about was hearing how Krishna and Balaram were always playing, so playful. Some of these games we know, of course, in the Jamuna, you put the one person on your shoulder. These things we've done. If you're near water, any boy has done this. If you haven't, you should. But these are the games that were going on. There was a game I heard the other day. The only thing I know remind me of it was skeet shooting. If you know in the West, they fire up these clay things. And but it's described, Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys, they would throw the fruit up in the air and then try to hit the fruit with another piece of that, with another one of the fruits. They were playing like frogs, leapfrog. I saw Prabhupada perform, I mentioned it before, in Dallas with the boys, with all the young boys, all the little cowherd boys at the Dallas Gurukula. Prabhupada showed him how to play leapfrog. And he had one of the bigger boys jump over him. So this is like Krishna. He's carrying cowherd boy on his shoulders. This is Krishna's position. And we see this. You're going to be hearing about Pralambasura for the next several days. But of course what we hear is Pralamba, he's also had some intelligence. He knew a particular cowherd boy. This particular cowherd boy, he had duties. He had duties at his home. So he wasn't going to go out that day. That was also Krishna's arrangement. Everything Krishna's arrangement. But he didn't go out. So Pralamba, he assumed the body of that particular cowherd boy. It's also described very nicely how Krishna, both Krishna and Balaram, as Balaram was going with this cowherd boy on top of him, he couldn't maintain his form on top of the Lord. So then his true form came out, which is described very beautiful ways. So much effulgence, bangles, jewels. And then it said for a moment, Balaram, he became bewildered. That word is used, bewildered. Krishna also, when he saw Pralamba there, it says for a moment he thought, what should I do? This is all for the pleasure of his devotees. Krishna knows what's He's doing all the time. But he appears in this way. Whoops. Much like... Yes. So I was thinking, just like we see in Prabhupada, one of the things Prabhupada enjoyed very, very much was watching the devotees perform dramas. Prabhupada enjoyed the dramas, to see us taking these very parts to perform. Prabhupada, he always said, to do a good drama, he said, is all you need is two people, one per, even a chair. He said, if the person is expert, the actor is expert, he said, he doesn't need anything behind him, nothing going on. He said, and he's seen such dramas like that. He said, we become very, very emotional. These are all dramas by Krishna and Balaram, always playing. Sometimes with boys, we know playing can get rough. Most of the time. I remember many years ago, it was about the year 2000, 1995 or so, Brahmananda Prabhu, he came and stayed with us, me and my family. We were in New Jersey. Brahmananda, he was, at that time, he was very, very big. And I had two sons, and they were both teenagers in high school. At the time, they were 16 and 17, and they were both on the wrestling team. That's all Brahmananda had to hear, that they were wrestlers. Brahmananda was a wrestler. He used to wrestle in school. So he said, all right, like this. This big, massive Brahman. He's my son. My son was like, you know, 60 kilos or something against 200 kilos or so. I don't know. It didn't take long before Brahmananda pinned him down on the ground. But my son was delighted. He was very happy. Then the next son came down in a moment. But these are the games that are enjoyed by Krishna and Balaram. Therefore, we also want to play. And Krishna is so kind. We read these, the opportunity. I always say when I first met Prabhupada, second time, but first time I was with him in his garden. And the very first thing he said to me was, I like the cowherd boys very much. I haven't even started reading Krishna book. But just knowing, he's been listening every day to Krishna book. It is 1972. I tell you, I always was amazed to see Srila Prabhupada sitting, listening to reading his books. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness, huh? All these things we do so that we can sometimes sit down and relish what Prabhupada has given us. What Krishna Balaram have given us. Appearing bewildered. Just for a moment, Krishna, he said he was a little, what am I going to do? How to deal with this person? You know how Balaram dealt with him, right? Pralambasura. It was one of the quickest. Finished. Lots of blood. We like the cowherd boys very much. So every day I read the Prabhupada. In the afternoon I would see Prabhupada reading his Krishna book, just sitting there in ecstasy. One of my godbrothers, he wanted me to tell a story about Prabhupada today. So, and this was Prabhupada's nature as well. I many times have said, Prabhupada was not childish, but he was very much childlike. And I'm not making any statements, but he was like a young boy. And I could see he relished so much these activities, all the activities. Like he said, Krishna like a sweet ball. He didn't pick on one particular spot. Anything was relishable. Anyway, this isn't really connected to that, but it was that same playful nature we know Prabhupada had. Huh? And he was proud of his childhood. You know, he showed me his battle scars. Right? This is a boy. I think a lady, if lady has a scar, she'll try to hide it. Boys will show you their scars. I got this. That's what Prabhupada did with me. I was with him for 1 month. 2 months. Massaging his leg. You see that scar? It's a medal. Huh? They're medals for us. Prabhupada was his medal. See that, he said? He said, when I was young, very young, he played with matches. I started fires when I was young. I played with matches. I lit whole yards up on fire. Anyway, he said he was playing with matches and his dhoti cloth caught on fire. He was outside in the front yard, he said. He said, and everything went up. And then I'm massaging him. I'm massaging the spot, the scar. Scar on his leg. He said, out of nowhere, a man appeared and he just put the flames out and left. Didn't go inside to see if he was okay, see the parents, nothing. He said he put the flames out and he left. And he made it seem mystical to me. Of course it wasn't. It was. Everything. Prabhupada was protected every moment. But he showed that scar when I was a young boy. He remembered his childhood activities. He always spoke about them joyfully. I played soccer, football. He said, I played football as we drove past the school he was in one day after a program in Calcutta. I played football there. He said, I was the goalie because I didn't like to run. He saved that for when he came to the U.S. and every morning walk he was running for an hour. We were running with him. But as a child, he said he didn't like to get winded, overheated. He didn't like to run, he said. But he played that sport. So he remembered all his sporting, flying kites. It's what children do. And Prabhupada prescribed for our children, the Gurukula, he said, they play games just like Krishna and Balaram. Not that they don't get to play. Every child plays. Krishna Balaram are playing. All of his friends, everyone's playing. And he said, our children, they should get to play these kind of games. And you reference Cowherd Boys, Krishna Balaram. In this way, everything is Krishna conscious. Not restriction. Not restricted in that way. And as Prabhupada as he was also very playful. I tell you all that with his disciples, he would like to poke. He would like to poke us, make fun of us at times, huh? Make fun of what we ate. Like when he said, so many devotees have come to eat prasadam. And then he looked at Abhiram like, you? Yes, Prabhupada. Came for the prasadam. Huh? Those days were very, very special. Prabhupada gave us pleasure in so many ways. Prasadam was number one way. Number one. Feasting on everything he had given us. How he had prescribed it to us. Anyway, get to the story before I forget. This was also in Prabhupada's garden in Los Angeles. The place he said was his favorite place. Because even though he was left Vrindavan, he said it's Vrindavan. Because he was surrounded by so many tulsi plants. So he was completely content there in Vrindavan. And Los Angeles, New York is like spring most of the year. That's why it's very, very, very favored by so many. And Prabhupada, he stayed there sometimes for 2 months at a time. Because it was very pleasant. It was our headquarters. He could direct everything from there. Eh? I told you one day he called Karandar into his office. He said, I want to give up this management. This was 1973. He said this many times. Just give it up. I want to give up and concentrate on translating work. He wanted to get through Srimad Bhagavatam, huh? Through the 10th canto, 11th canto, 12th canto. He had hopes to do all that. So he wanted to just do that specifically. He had his leaders, his GBC, he was training up. So that day, they say Kurandar, who was his most faithful servant, could accomplish anything. He called him in and told him, I want to retire from management. Kurandar was in ecstasy hearing that. He later on, he made that proposal to centralize the management, which Prabhupada didn't like. But the point is, he wanted to manage for Prabhupada. They all did. They wanted to make things easy for Prabhupada. He would say, I get headaches. You write me these letters, so many problems, they give me a headache. So Kurandar was delighted. Yes, Prabhupada, immediately. He said, I'll stay here in Los Angeles. And I was also ecstatic. New Dwarka was the nicest place to be with Srila Prabhupada. All facility was there in every way. Everything was nice. So I was also delighted. And Kurandar left. This was in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. Then, moving along, he said, call Kurandar. He wanted to go into the next phase. He said, call Kurandar. So I bring Kurandar back. We both offer obeisances. And there's Kurandar's court the pocket, or the letter. He offered obeisances, and Kurandar's waiting. Tell me how to lead this guy. Prabhupada looks at him. He said, what's in your pocket? Oh, it's a letter, Prabhupada. They were ready to take Prabhupada's letters and answer them. Open it, read it. That was the end. That was the end of giving up management. He never spoke about it again. Of course, a couple more times in India he talked about it. Same thing. He's here in Vrindavan. Here in Vrindavan, everyone, 74 when he was ill, everyone was in so much anxiety. Prabhupada, they came in, GBC, half a dozen of them. Prabhupada, we're ready. We're ready to manage ISKCON for you. So you can just do your translating work. We can handle it. Prabhupada looked at him. Who are you? Tell your spiritual master what to do, when to do it. Who are you? That was it. Finished. No more conversation. He had a way of saying things, Prabhupada, when we first came to India. Life membership. That was everything here in the 70s. Life, making life members. And it was a genius plan by Srila Prabhupada, of course. But then when he came in 72, when he was in Mumbai, and devotees were there, his disciples were there, about a half a dozen of them, Kartikeya Mahadevi's flat, Prabhupada's in his sitting room, and he had a letter from a life member. I joined, paid my 1,111 rupees. I was told I would get every book when it came. I was told of. He said, I haven't gotten anything. Prabhupada was furious. This is one of the first times I saw him really upset. There were different levels of, you know, you could forget to clean the table. He could become, instantly, he could become very upset. But that was easy. But then there was like this. He said, you're spoiling everything. He said, if you can't manage this properly, he said, what are we doing? He said, we should just pull up and leave India. So at that time, being a new servant, I thought, Prabhupada said it, Prabhupada's going to do it. But he said things for emphasis, how important things were. He had a way of saying something that you understood. This was life or death for you as a disciple. He said, you have to get this program together. Otherwise, why are we here? So that was my interpretation. Prabhupada's going to leave India, which was good, because I already had jaundice and malaria in the course of 2 months. Like I said, Los Angeles was very, very nice when Prabhupada was there. But he could never leave what he started. To the very last day, he was telling us what to do, how to do it. He knew we had a long way to go. But then there was that whole other Srila Prabhupada that you didn't get to see very often unless you went behind the doors, the other side of the door. Then you saw that childlike Prabhupada, playful, happy. So I'm massaging Prabhupada in the garden that day. Sun's hitting his back. Prabhupada's body, very golden. And when it had mustard oil on it, it just was effulgent. Of course, it was effulgent anyway. When you touched him, he had one mole, big mole on his back. You always had to miss it. When I was rubbing so hard, you had to go around that one spot. Then his neck. His neck was very, very firm. And he had these two little rolls on his neck. And you would massage him. And he'd just sit there, just enjoying. And you couldn't stop until he... You never moved anything. Like he said, don't move a pin on my desk from here to here without asking me. You want to know what surrender is like? You be with your spiritual master 24 hours a day. Even in his most compassionate, merciful way, it was difficult to be with the pure devotee. Because there was no space that you could fit Maya in. How wonderful he was. He didn't give you a chance to be in Maya. You had to run away from him. Literally. You had to leave his presence. So I'm massaging his back in this nice little garden, like our garden here, but it was all lawn at that time with rose bushes and Tulsi, Vrinda Devi, and I'm rubbing Prabhupada's back. And the gate was closed. It was a privacy wall, just like you see here, brick wall all the way around. So it was very private. Although people would go on the second floor of the temple, the prasadam room, because then you could see Prabhupada in the garden. So they would watch Prabhupada take massage. But there was another living entity. It was a little kitten, this big. And he went under the gate. Under the gate, it was a space that big at the bottom of the gate. So this little kitten went under the gate and it literally had a hop on the grass to get the Prabhupada. Of course, I didn't know he was trying to get the Prabhupada, but this little kitten had a mission and its mission was Prabhupada. So as I'm rubbing Prabhupada's back, it came up, bouncing, came right up and I see him. I was a very passive personality. Some people might have seen the kitten and immediately grabbed it, I don't know, and, you know, let it out. But I just carried on with my service. So the kitten came right up against Prabhupada, and started going back and forth on his back, rubbing against Prabhupada's back. Once, twice, three times. And then it stopped. Many of you probably don't know what cats are like. Kittens are like up close. They have these tongues, or like sandpaper. If it licks you, it feels like sandpaper is rubbing up against your skin. But this kitten decided it wanted to taste Prabhupada. So it just was there. It starts licking Prabhupada's back. I'm still massaging Prabhupada. I don't see a problem with this. Prabhupada didn't see a problem with it either. Till after a few of those licks, he said, okay, that's enough. He had given this kitten more, so much mercy. None of us get. Only the person massaging. Even I didn't, wouldn't dream of licking. But this kitten, that was its business. That's what it did. And Prabhupada said, all right, now we can go. So I picked him up. I went to the edge of the fence and I dropped it over the fence. I went right back, sat down, and start rubbing. Came right back to Prabhupada. So I knew his time was up. So I get him again. I walk over, drop him over the fence, go back to Prabhupada, start massaging. Comes right back again. It just wanted to be by Prabhupada. That was it. He was surrendered himself. So this time I pick him up. I go over, I drop him over the fence, and I'm looking, and there was a rose bed, and it had bricks along the edge, as an edge, just like at MVT, you know, you have the bricks. So I grab four of the bricks, and I put them under the gate, so it wouldn't let this kitten, this little menace, back in. So then I went back. Prabhupada doesn't say anything, he's just sitting in the sun. And I start rubbing Prabhupada's back. I start hearing the kittens crying. I'm massaging. After a few minutes, didn't hear the kitten anymore. Never saw him again. But that was Prabhupada's mood. And this is... what would you do? What would any of you do? Wow, we run the other way. We trained our Gurukula boys. You know, everything Maya, dogs, Maya, cats, Maya, animals, Maya. Nothing allowed. All these things are there. But Prabhupada always showed compassion. You know the other ones. Same thing in New Dwarka. In the afternoon he rang his bell. Go in. It was white tile floor. Lots of wax on it. Very, very shiny. Go in, offer obeisances. Do you see that? Prabhupada's looking at me. You see? Right there. He said, a bug. So finally, fortunately, I didn't tread on it when I walked in the room. So I look, and next to me, there's a bug. Just a little bug. No bigger than an ant. Prabhupada says, I've been watching him. He hasn't moved in hours. He said, take him into his bedroom. He said, take him into the bedroom. He said, take the garland off of Jagannath. He had the little Jagannath deities in his bedroom. Every day they were taken care of. Huh? He said, take the garland off Jagannath. He said, and put the bug on it. He said, and then take him outside in my garden. Put him in the garden. He said, he's hungry. This is a pure devotee. Yeah? This is Krishna conscious person. You know, you can read Bhagavad Gita 100 times, but if you don't understand in all your reading that same spirit soul, every living entity. Yeah? Prabhupada's compassion was for every living entity. He said, here we're reading, we heard in his class yesterday, you can't do anything else, just looking at the deities, you'll become Krishna conscious. Just by looking. Even the animals, huh? And we saw what happened at the beginning of class. They also saw the deity. It's not the worst thing. Yeah. Quick. Very quick. But even the animals that we see in there, they're also benefiting. So this is Krishna. He just wants everyone to come enjoy with him. And he takes the role. Come on my shoulders. Who can imagine such facility, huh? To have such fun. I have little memories of being young, you know, 8, 10, 11 years old. That's all you think about at that time. That's the age of these boys. It's all they want to do, play. Hurry up, finish breakfast, go out and play all day. That's the mood. So this is our mood, ultimately. We work very hard here for Srila Prabhupada, try to assist him. He would never give up management. You can never give it up either. Not until the time comes. We would say in those days, work now, samadhi later. New Vrindavan, our motto was, we're living Bhagavad Gita, not reading Bhagavad Gita. So there's many different levels, but one has to surrender. Surrender to the spiritual master. Surrender to Krishna. Everything will come. So I'm going to stop here. Anyone has any questions, comments, corrections?
When Lord Chaitanya was singing, dancing, chanting, and having so much fun, the Mayavadi sannyasis and Narada didn't appreciate that because they're following Shankaracharya's. And there's just study Vedanta, everything else is Maya, other stuff is Maya. And when they were questioning, when Prakashananda was questioning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why are you doing that? My spiritual master found me a fool. Yes, you opportunity to hear Prabhupada saying we're all ignorant, we're all
rascals.
And he said that just by chanting these names and singing these names, all the perfection will come. And so the idea of playing and having a good time is seen as Maya, but in relationship to Krishna and Prabhupada, in that same mood, giving us this, the chanting, the dancing, and the Sankirtan. He very much pushed the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. And he made a point to the Mayavadi sannyasi, and by following the order of my Guru Maharaj, I achieved perfection. So, because generally, the Mayavadi, they don't really highly regard that. They want to become also supreme. So there are many lessons to be learned by the playful nature of Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you, yes. Yeah, Prabhupada said in that connection, you know, many times Prabhupada said to me, if you just read this one book, he said you don't have to read hundreds of books. And you know, you read so much, we've seen in our past, even when Prabhupada was here, the more it seemed, the people that read the most sometimes struggled very much. You know, Prabhupada's most intelligent. As Prabhupada would call over-intelligent. So that's a dangerous thing. We don't want to become over-intelligent, better than our spiritual master. Then finish very quickly. Yeah, he said our play, even dancing in the kirtan, he said that was our exercise. Someone in the day expressed the idea of doing yoga, different yoga asana. He said, we dance. He said, that's how we get our exercise. So, not anything against any other forms, but this was Prabhupada's prescription. So for us, best thing we can do is follow Prabhupada's prescriptions. He's the doctor, gave us the proper medicine. How to make everything very simple. How to become Krishna conscious. Anyone? Dharmatma Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So since you mentioned about Brahmananda Prabhu and his big body. So I remember one time he requested for when he called me and he asked me about Rajpura Gate. So I realized that I took him to this place where he was staying in Ananda Vishnu. And so then I came back and then the next day I went again. And then I asked him that I gave you the Rajpura plate yesterday. So you ate alone or you shared with Balabhadra Prabhu also? So then he smiled and then he said, why you want to know that?
When he was at our place, you know, my wife cooked for him, and he was on a particular diet at that time. It wasn't diet, didn't mean little bit. It was only certain thing, like carbohydrates or protein, I don't know what it was. But it included tofu, was one of the things. In the West, you get these blocks of tofu. They're like, I guess they're a pound, half a kilo, you know, they soak. So he said, so my wife fried it all up and a bunch of ghee and all. It's kind of like paneer, you know, if you make fried paneer, tofu's like that. So we gave him this big, big plate, you know. Then he'd look at it. I said, would you like more? We had to make a whole other plate of it and another plate of it. Prabhupada saw him once and said, are you going to eat all of that? Yes, Prabhupada. Okay. As long as you eat everything on your plate, he said. Don't leave one piece of rice. He said, whatever you take, you eat. He could relish prasadam very much, Brahmananda Prabhu. Yeah. Anyone?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Wow. Yeah, I was in L.A. And I think you were there also, I know there's big devotees, Ramananda and all. There was a time that Prabhupada stayed there 2 months.
Yes.
You were there at that time?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember you. And we were big devotees and we used to go up in the prasadam room. The southern room was right above the
garden. Yes.
Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
He would give his talk with the important people and all that. And we used to hang there trying to listen to the mercy from the living noise sometimes. And Prabhupada would look up there and say, shh. He was so sweet.
Many times when you would open his door from his sitting room, someone would be on the other side of the door. We were desperate just to see him, to hear a word from him, see his smile, anything. So if there was an opportunity to find a spot, devotees would be there. Once a very dangerous thing happened, I believe it was in Sydney or Melbourne, and I was giving Prabhupada a massage, and it was just in this little, like a hallway area. And this hallway led, there were four doors to all different rooms. But that's where I was giving Prabhupada a massage. Well, I didn't know. But anyway, the massage finished, and Prabhupada stood up. So now, there were people on the other side of the door. But the door wasn't on hinges. They had just recently gotten a place, so they just put the door up against the wall. They just laid it up there. And these people were on the other side. So when Prabhupada got up to go to take bath, I guess they moved around or something. And this door, it was a big, typical wooden door, it just came slamming down, just from here, just... And it literally missed the back of Prabhupada, his head and his back, by like that much. And it went, whoom. And Prabhupada just looked at me. What is that? But that was Prabhupada. Everything was always going to work out. Krishna was taking good care of him. Huh? Just like we read in all of these pastimes. Coward boys get in so much anxiety. Krishna will take care of Balaram. But they make them also get in that anxiety. Because it's described in here. What did they look perplexed. That's only to increase everyone's feelings. Huh? to feel. Prabhupada's teaching is how to feel. I know personally, I have a very long way to go to have that. But this is what he's showing us. Huh? And this is all of this, is to show how to love Krishna. Why to love Krishna? Most wonderful person. Anything else? Anyone? No? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.